John Carney, Trump should award Pat Buchanan the Medal of Freedom for lighting the signal fire about the dangers of globalist trade policies. By Breitbart TV on April 10, 2025. On Wednesday's Alex Marlow Show, Breitbart News economics editor John Carney discussed the policy legacy of Pat Buchanan. Carney said, "Pat Buchanan, really, was pretty formative for me. He, correctly, convinced me that America's post-Cold War interventionism was crazy. So, I opposed, I was a kid at the time, but I opposed our toppling of the government of Panama. I opposed the incursion that we did in Somalia. I still can't get anybody to explain what the heck we were doing during the Black Hawk Down days in Somalia. Why were we there? I opposed the bombing of Serbia. I opposed the overthrow of the government of Haiti. We had become crazily interventionist. And I opposed the first Gulf War, and this was all Pat Buchanan's influence. He was out there saying, we should be looking out for America first. We shouldn't become the policemen of the world. And he had the same philosophy on trade, that we needed a trade policy that worked for America. Just like we needed a national security policy that worked for America." He continued, "And, look, unfortunately, the cost of America getting this wrong and not seeing what Pat saw was that we allowed the WTO to form and to allow China to become a member of the WTO. We fought the insane Iraq war for nothing, to create a breeding ground for ISIS, a crush for terrorism. And so, Pat warned us about this. And he was right. The thing was, a lot of people didn't believe it was going to go the way he said. Oh no, China is going to come into the WTO and it'll be a normal trading partner. It'll become a democracy. This is going to be wonderful. Of course we should do this. Oh, you're crazy about this American intervention. American might's going to democratize the rest of the world. So, guns and butter, I guess, to use the cliche. We're going to make everybody liberal democracies around the world." Pat was saying that wasn't going to happen. The great advantage Trump had, really, is that he didn't have to warn people about what was going to happen. We had seen it. We knew Iraq was a disaster. We saw the American industrial base destroyed by allowing China into the WTO. So, what Pat was doing was, in a way, lighting the signal fire to say, Mordor is coming, beware. And people said, no, we've heard this warning before, nothing bad will happen. It was here when Trump came. And so, Americans were awake to the fact that something needed to be done. He concluded, "I really do hope that, frankly, Donald Trump should award Pat Buchanan a Medal of Freedom. Because he was a precursor to so much of what we're doing today. Look, and I'm not saying, like, I don't think Trump was inspired by Pat. Actually, if you look at Pat Buchanan's, what Pat Buchanan was saying early on, Trump was saying the same things back then. He just wasn't primarily in politics. But I do think, like, Pat deserves a very public recognition from the American people for what he warned us about. It all came true." The Alex Marlow Show, hosted by Breitbart Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlow, is a weekday podcast produced by Breitbart News and Salem Podcast Network. You can subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Follow Breitbart.tv on Twitter @BreitbartVideo.